especially Fond, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Cody / Obi-Wan Kenobi and the friendships between Obi-Wan, Cody, and Wooly. This is part 6 of the Sea Means Freedom series. Obi-Wan couldn't help the spark of curiosity at the sight that greeted him when he first came above deck. Wooly was practically bouncing on his feet. "We're going to visit Takodana," Wooly explained excitedly. It was a name that Obi-Wan was vaguely familiar with, but he couldn't put his finger on why, and he wasn't sure what about it warranted such excitement from the young Mandalorian. "Is there something about Takodana you are especially fond of?" he asked curiously. Wooly's grin only widened. "There's a special bookshop there," he replied. "Takodana is a bit remote, so we don't get there every season. But since we started with the Southerly Patrol, we were only a day away, so Cody picked it as our leave spot." That definitely was enough to warrant such excitement. "You didn't explain why it's special." Obi-Wan and Wooly both turned at the sound of Cody's voice. His smile was incredibly fond as he looked at them both and continued, "The proprietor pays a good price for any book brought to her, and if you buy something from her and decide to return it even a few years later, she gives you half credit towards another purchase." Wooly nodded. "And since I hoped we would be able to stop, I brought a copy of a Mandalorian folktale book to sell her." Smiling, Obi-Wan said, "Well, if there's any of my collection that we agree we're tired of, I wouldn't mind selling it to get something new." Cody laughed at the pair of them, but it was still entirely fond, no trace of mocking whatsoever. "Will I have to come drag you two out of Madame New's bookshop when it's time to leave?" he teased. Wooly grimaced. "Maybe?" Obi-Wan shot an innocent look at his husband. "Why, Commodore, are you implying I might lose track of time?" Snorting, Cody replied, "Perhaps." Snickering, Obi-Wan inclined his head. "That is a valid concern." Cody smiled. "Fortunately, Takodana is a safe place. It's an independent port city ruled over by Maz Kanata. Maz has a few very simple rules. Don't cause trouble. Leave all grievances at the gate or the port. It's one of the few places you'll see members of rival factions or rival pirate crews behave civilly. Maz can, has, and will throw entire crews out of her city and ban them from returning. All of which makes Takodana a great place for gossip, intel exchange, and shopping for things that are hard to find outside of their native territories. If it wasn't so far south, we'd visit more regularly." It sounded like a fascinating place. Obi-Wan couldn't wait to see it. It took Obi-Wan an embarrassingly long few minutes to realize why he recognized the name of the woman who owned the bookshop Wooly was so excited to visit. "Jocasta Nu is a contemporary of my grandfather," Obi-Wan told Wooly, as they perused the rows and rows of books. "She caused quite the stir in, shall we say, polite society. Many were appalled that she chose to run off and see the world rather than settle down as expected." Apparently, he was overheard as anything further he might have said was interrupted. "And now I get to spread knowledge to others rather than gain a little bit more for myself," Jocasta declared. "Far better than having to spend the rest of my life cooped up in ballrooms and whatnot, hosting dinner parties. No thank you. I'd much rather have a bookshop where I can help others learn. And I hold weekly talks. Each week is a different theme. If someone with scholarly knowledge is visiting and has the time, I've been known to host an impromptu one that very night so they can share their knowledge with anyone who can attend. Takodana is a rare haven where so many people from different places can meet in safety, makes it one of the best places in the known world for gathering knowledge." Obi-Wan grinned. "I would say you found the place you were meant to be," he replied. Jocasta smiled. "And does polite society remember that it was only a matter of weeks before my dear Sifo-Dyas followed me?" With a wince, Obi-Wan inclined his head. "They do," he allowed. "Some more politely so than others." The woman responded with an inelegant snort. "Can't say I'm surprised," she said. Wooly cocked his head to the side. "Why?" Jocasta patted his shoulder. "One of a great many differences between Republic society and Mandalorian," she explained, "it is considered unseemly for a noblewoman to go off seeking adventure." Wrinkling his nose in distaste, Wooly said, "I think I would pay someone to tell a Mandalorian woman from a powerful clan that she wasn't allowed to take to the sea. Pretty sure there would be an honor duel on the spot." Laughing, Jocasta nodded. "Based on what I know of your people, I should think so." Shaking her head, she added, "Not that I should think fondly of your people. Two of my last three assistants left because they fell in love with a Mandalorian." Obi-Wan laughed. "Well, considering I ran off to sea after falling in love with one myself, I can't say too much," he admitted. Assessing him for a moment, Jocasta asked, "Are you related to Dooku, dear boy?" The laugh turned into a grimace. "Yes, he's my grandfather," Obi-Wan replied. Jocasta nodded. "I thought so. It's your bearing. And well, to be blunt, it serves him right that you did that, considering what he said about me." Wincing, Obi-Wan said, "Yes, he still has opinions about you. I believe it took me so long to put the pieces together because he still refers to you simply as that damn woman whenever he talks about Sifo Dyas." Jocasta looked wistful. "I know he and Sai were good friends. I did feel bad that my actions cost them their friendship, but Sai freely chose to follow me. And we had a number of good years together before he died. But whether it be illness, injury, or just time itself, death comes for us all in the end. The key is to be true to ourselves in the meanwhile." Quietly, Obi-Wan said, "Grandfather was grateful for the letter, even if the news grieved him. He'd often worried about what happened to his friend." Shaking off the melancholy mood, Jocasta said, "Enough of that. Now, you boys came in here to look at books, not listen to an old woman prattle. Go on, go on." Holding up the book he'd brought with, Wooly said, "I also brought this to sell." Jocasta beamed. "And it's in Mandoa, smart lad. I always pay a good price for books not in basic." Wooly beamed right back. Obi-Wan nudged him towards the shelf they'd been looking at. "Then best find something you'd like to buy with the credit." Practically bouncing on his heels once more, Wooly eagerly turned his attention to the shelves. There were topics on everything he could ever ask for and more crammed into the bookshop. It was remarkable how much fit into the shop, given the place's size. Wooly didn't know how he was going to decide. Fortunately, he still had some coins left from his share of the first take of the season. Between that and the credit for the book he brought, he should be able to buy more than one book. His only limits were going to be what he was willing to carry and what could fit in his trunk. "Maybe one novel or book of stories, and one book on a topic I want to learn about," Wooly murmured aloud. "That's always a good approach." He looked over at Obi-Wan, who was perusing a shelf a few feet away. "Is that what you're doing?" Wooly asked curiously. Obi-Wan nodded. "For myself and for Cody," he replied. "And I promised Waxer we'd check for any children's books, see if there was anything good he could send to Numa." Wooly smiled at that. Numa was a sweet, though feisty little girl. They were all very fond of her. After a moment, Obi-Wan added, "And perhaps we should see if there's anything good to send back to Myrie for the library. We're likely to see things here we wouldn't get our hands on elsewhere." Any reply he was going to make was cut off by Jocasta's voice. "You know Myrie?" she asked. Obi-Wan nodded. "She's married to one of my husband's cousins. She runs a small library now." Jocasta smiled. "Doesn't surprise me at all. She's a smart girl. She was doing some adventuring of her own when she stopped here for a few years. Then she met Jorb, I think is his name. He swept her right off her feet. Within a week, she told me she'd fallen in love and was off to sea with him." Laughing softly, Obi-Wan said, "The men of the Fett family do seem to have that effect." With a snort, Jocasta asked, "How did you meet your husband?" Wooly snickered, unable to help himself. "Oh, it's a very romantic story that started with a very polite kidnapping." Eyes widening, Jocasta said, "I think this calls for a pot of calf." In short order, The three of them were ensconced in comfortable chairs near the fireplace in the far corner of the shop, with a tray of hot drinks and a small assortment of snacks. A series of looking glasses allowed them to still see the door from there. "Not that I have much trouble with such things," Jocasta declared. "The books are free to borrow for all residents of Takodana, and anyone foolish enough to try to rob me for the coin box would face several surprises. And if after that they got away, they wouldn't be welcome in Takodana afterwards. It's just not worth it." Obi-Wan took a sip of his tea. "This is marvelous. What shop is it from?" Jocasta grinned. "I'll give you their calling card. Now, I want this story." Giggling into his calf cup, Wooly said, "Really, it's so romantic. Someone should turn it into a novel." Raising a brow, Jocasta asked, "Then why haven't you?" Wooly froze, eyes wide. I couldn't possibly." Shaking her head, Jocasta said gently, "Perhaps writing truly will prove to be something you don't like to do or aren't particularly good at. But perhaps you will be good, and you will like it. You never know until you try." Looking at Obi-Wan, Wooly asked, Would you mind?" Smiling gently, Obi-Wan replied, "You'd need Cody's permission too, and you'd have to heavily edit a number of things so it doesn't give away secrets, but I would allow it." It wasn't something Wooly had ever considered before, but now he found he rather liked the idea. "Do people who write books write more than one kind?" he asked. Jocasta and Obi-Wan both nodded. "Oh yes," Jocasta assured. "Some authors stick to a single type of story, but others write whatever takes their fancy." Wooly nodded slowly. "I think I need to buy some paper and ink before we go back to the ship," he said. Obi-Wan smiled widely. "We can definitely do that," he assured. Cody raised a brow at everything Obi-Wan and Wooly returned to the Vigilance with. "Share," he prodded. Obi-Wan gestured to the one trunk. "That is full of books to send back to Mairi in the library." He pointed at a small crate. "Those are for me, you, and Wooly." Holding up a bag, he said, "These two are for Waxer to send to Numa." Clearly resisting the urge to fidget, Wooly held up the box in his hands. "I needed paper and ink and quills." Cocking his head to the side, Cody asked, "For what?" Nervous now, Wooly said, "I'm going to try to write a book." Cody blinked in surprise. That was unexpected. Wooly loved books, but he'd never expected the younger man to want to write one. Clearing his throat, Wooly added, "With permission, I'd like to write about you and Obi-Wan." Unable to help himself, Cody just stared. Obi-Wan sent him a pointed look. "Oh," Cody managed. Wooly ducked his head shyly. "You two falling in love was really romantic." Coming to the rescue, Obi-Wan briefly outlined what had happened at the bookshop. Cody laughed softly as his husband concluded the tale. "We'll need to talk about the details you can and can't include, but you have my permission," he said. Wooly beamed. This was not at all what Cody expected as a result of their visit to Takodana, but the excited smile on Wooly's face and the fond one on Obi-Wan's were worth it. The end.